You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel. We're gonna do that thing, yo. Having a good time with this fine man of mine. I'm snapping and I'm rapping and I'm shoulder tapping. Angel, hey.
I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. And, hey, we've been doing this podcast for dang near, what, 10 years?
I mean, you didn't jump ahead, but that's okay.
No, I didn't. This is mine.
No, yeah, no. I was saying in the amount of years that you're counting. You've jumped ahead some.
Almost 9 years?
Yes. Bow,
bow, bow. Oh, okay. Almost 9 years. And we do it every single week as a married couple, as a friends, as opposing ends of an argument. Anyhow, and we do it every single week with our immediate family. They watch us film this live. That immediate family is on our Patreon. Y'all just got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month and be a part of all the behind-the-scenes conversations that we be having, all the behind-the-scenes events that we do, all the camaraderie that we have over here.
Oh, I like that word. Camaraderie.
Hey, fam. It's a good time. And we also joined by sponsors usually.
Yes, we got a sponsor. Their name is Remy.
Remy's joining us today, and we'll go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you more about Remy, because if you grinded your teeth, you in the right place to be, because we're going to fix it with some night guards. Anyways, I've got great energy today. How's your energy?
Low.
I saw you started to go downhill in the middle of your thing.
I was giving it all I got.
That's all right. I got enough for the both of us.
You always do.
How are you?
Tired, but I am Gucci, y'all. I'm good.
We were out here in these streets like adults yesterday.
Hey, we was.
Like adults. And I'm here for it. We were just saying before we started, I had wanted to already have gotten my new tattoos. So let me just share with y'all the tattoos that I'm thinking about getting. If you didn't know, I already have a tattoo on my hip. It's I got that in my early 20s, like 21, 22. No, I was more like 23. Anyways, it's a...
You got it refurbished. No, it's never mind.
I got it redesigned after me and Marcus got together, but it's an ankh. It has angel wings coming from it, and then underneath it, it says gorgeous. That's what I used to call my grandma when we would talk on the phone. Anyways, I want to get a tattoo. So actually, I got it from the two of the young ladies that are sitting here in this room. So our god niece daughters, there's four of them. There's Nia, Reagan. Oh, I just skipped over Kennedy. Nia, Kennedy, Reagan, and Madison is four of them. They have these really cute tattoos that kind of match like the Wii controllers where they have four circles instead of squares. And they are... what do you call it? Just the outline of circles. And until you get to whatever number order they were born. So Nia, the oldest, the first circle is not an outline. It's completely filled in. Like on a Scantron sheet when you put in your answer. And then Kennedy, the second one is filled in and the rest are outlines. Then Reagan has the third one. And then their youngest sister, who just recently graduated from high school, went in there and got completely tatted up. She got face tats. She's got arm tats. She's got all the tattoos. Hers is the fourth. Well, I, too, have three sisters. So I am one of four. And I was like, I love that. Me and my sisters have been saying we're going to get a matching tattoo. So we decided that we are going to get the elements, the four elements, earth, wind, water, air. No, earth, wind, water, fire. Sorry. And we decided on who was who. Do you remember who's who? And does it make sense to you?
I didn't agree, I think, with the fire one. I think.
Tell them who's who.
Let me see. It was, I think, Daisy's fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daisy's fire, Angel's wind, no. Water.
No.
You earth? Oh, because you the more grounded one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Angel's ground, Angel's earth, Daisy's fire, Jackie would be wind, and Melissa water.
There you go. My sister Jackie, who we love so much, baby, be can do a disappearing act so fast. And we also
that's
don't
that oldest
know.
Sibling syndrome. Mm-hmm. That oldest just be dematerializing right before your eyes.
Yes, just be. I'll be
same
like,
with
oh.
My brother. Like, has anybody seen this fool or heard from him?
And we don't know which way the wind is going to blow. Oh, real quick, in our Patreon, we got somebody just got married. Congratulations, L. Adams.
Hey.
This is a name we see all the time. So this absolutely. Come on, congratulations. We didn't get an invitation, but that's
know.
All right.
What the hell is that about?
What the hell-y?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. But so that tattoo I want to get with my siblings. Then I wanted to get my children's names on me or something that represented their names. So originally I thought about a Roman numeral 2, the Greek letter for Psi, and then the Greek letter for Chi, and then maybe like either a heart or a halo for Mar. But like in
you
some
took my Roman numeral 2.
I've been talking about doing a Roman numeral 2 for little Marcus as long as you have.
As long, not longer.
No, I'll say as long because okay. We had him at the same time. Isn't that crazy? However, comma. The other option is writing their names in beautiful cursive and putting that right here by my rib cage. And then the last option, which I'm leaning more towards, is I saw someone do the outline of these two sisters' faces.
Oh, yeah.
It was, did I ever show
yeah,
you
it
that?
Was like, it almost looked like.
I wonder if I showed your mom.
Yeah, it basically looked like it was almost like cursive writing. Yeah. And like it was like the contrast of the two. It was dope.
It was so pretty. And I was like, oh, because that could just go up the side of my body, like from my first tattoo. But I don't know. What's supposed to be your next tattoo, babe?
Of course, it was going to be the four boys in some context. That was going to get, because I have Tank on this arm. I thought about just getting the Roman numeral 2 behind that. To represent, it wasn't going to be names. It was always going to be representative of the boys. But I'm also, I hate this tribal over here. I think y'all have heard me talk about it a lot. I have this on my chest, on my back, going down my arm. I think I wanted to fill in around that because you can't cover up this damn thing because it's just going to look like a black ink block unless I find an artist that could make something go.
Listen, the way they be doing all these tattoo shows, they be making anything
yeah, like
possible.
Turn it, you know, just make it look like something outside of what it is. But I thought I didn't want to add the Roman numeral 2 over here because I wanted, I think, keep this side more clean and then just do everything over here. But yeah, something with the boys, definitely Roman numeral 2 of some sort, or it don't even might not even have to be that, just something representing each one of them. And then my main focus was that and just doing something with this bullshit that's on my shoulder. And I also, ever since I've been seeing these red on black people, I'm like, I won't, because red will show up on me because I'm kind of yellow.
When are you going
and
to
Angel,
get me
what I was gonna do,
on you?
Actually, what I was going to do is the A over here in Tank, I was going to get a halo over that for Angel.
Uh-huh.
I actually was going to do it one night, but the artist wanted too much. I was out and I don't know. I was out with the boys. And I went in there. I was like, hey, man, could you do this real quick? He's like, yeah, the amount of money he wanted. And I'm like,
that's what I need.
Dude, for this little halo, kiss my ass. Like,
they do charge a lot, but also.
Especially depending on where you go. This was like on, it was like, I think he was like on Ventura or something. It was like.
I really want to find like a dope tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Just to do the whole process. Somebody to really talk me through it. Help me like synthesize these ideas and then let them go to work. And I would pay good money for that. If it was somebody that really was like, all right, I hear all the things you want. Let me show you some ideas. And instead of it being, hey, I'm walking into this place.
Yeah.
I saw your stuff on Instagram. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I can't find her no more. When I used to go on, I don't go on TikTok no more. There was a black girl. I think she was in Texas. I don't know where she was. Her tattoos were fire. She did like a lot of her own tattoos.
Oh, you got
to
show
and
me
she, who it is. I can't find her no more. I was trying to show you at one point, and I couldn't find her. But she does this thing where you see a lot of them now. They'll just take, like, the marker and just do random, like, things. Like, okay, so you want this, and you want that. And it just looks like random-ass marks. And then at the end, it's like this beautiful, intricate thing. And I'm like, man, this is dope. Now, I would fly out for some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, Angel, I want to find, like, an artist to walk me through and I'll come to you or whatever. I done heard of people, these artists be traveling now, like
I would surely I would, if they could come. Well, I don't know how many, like, you probably need something where you did multiple sessions.
That's the other thing. Because I think at this point I don't think I would go back for my second and third sessions. I don't know. I remember this one. This thing was, it was like, what, total like 6 hours? I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Oh, Shay, you got a tattoo? Little Miss Conservative acting, Shay. Oh, my goodness. That's one of our moderators in our Patreon. She said she wanted another tattoo. I'm surprised that she got the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think I
want
something on my neck, too.
Oh, you know, I love that. Just something that'll just come up just a little bit. I don't know why, like, the gutter stuff. It makes me mad. Now, the thing that I want to get before my birthday is another set of golds. So.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get that popping off as well. The gold teeth. Anyways, let's go ahead and jump into In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. However, before we tell you what's got us feeling some type of way, let's tell you about this sponsor that's got us feeling amazing. Oh, excuse me, and I'm sorry for burping. And they are Remy. Listen, one of the things that truly, truly, truly I feel like is a sign of good health, teeth. Like, something that'll make me like lose my mind is if my teeth are not in good health and good standing. Like, I don't care how small my teeth are. I want my teeth to be in a good shape. All right. Well, if you're a part of the 30% of Americans who grind their teeth, then your smile, ding, needs protection. And there's no better solution than Remy's Custom Fit Night Guard. Both dentists and teeth grinders recommend Remy because a custom fit night guard is the best way to protect your teeth. And Remy is 80% less than the dentist and way easier. So this is how it works. I've done the process, so I know exactly how this actually works. You ain't got to worry about this not being the truth, because I done did it. Okay, so you receive your impression kit, right? They deliver it right to your door. And then they give you a step-by-step instructions on how to get the perfect impression. I'm talking about written as well as a video. So if you're a visual learner, you also have a video. What's great is that they actually give you kind of, it's one impression kit, but you get two tries to get it right, because they understand human error. So you're going to get it right, and they give you advice based off of your first time you do the impression. They you take a picture of it. The people look at the picture and they'll tell you, okay, next time try to get the bite further back so that they can give you the best fit possible. Then Remy will ship you your custom fit night guard, and it's made in the U.S., just right over here in Las Vegas. okay. And you get your night guard back and start protecting your teeth as soon as possible. The best part is Remy is so confident you'll get the perfect fit that they offer a 45-night perfect fit guarantee or your money back. No waiting rooms, no overpriced bills, just a way better way to protect your teeth while you sleep. Try Remy risk-free at shopremy.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
To get up to 50% off your night guard at checkout. That's 50% off at shopremy.com/argue.
Argue.
With code argue.
Argue.
Thank you, Remy, for sponsoring today's episode. All right. So if you don't know what In My Feelings is, it is a segment that we have been doing since the beginning of this podcast where we talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way, something that didn't happen this week. So what's popping?
Well, first of all, during that ad, when I said argue, I was drinking water.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You almost died.
I almost drowned.
I saw you.
Because I didn't realize she was coming up on that part yet. I'm going to tell you what's got me feeling some kind of way. Y'all, it's all these damn ailments. Getting old is not for the weak. God dang. So I drove my Continental to a car show down in Long Beach. And I think from that drive of me, like just with the lean of my elbow on the armrest, y'all, I got bursitis in this elbow.
That thing looked like
and
a
I had to look it up online. And literally I looked it up. I even went to YouTube. And these people's elbow look just like mine. Is that how I know what it is? And it's big as hell. I mean, it's so big. It's ugly. It's disgusting.
It's not ugly.
When I put my arm down, it comes out like a comma.
It goes like back in. It looks like a boob.
The first time it happened, it was like kind of tender, but it didn't hurt for me to use my elbow. It was just tender to the touch a little bit. But my elbow wasn't swollen. Then the next day, it got really swollen, like my whole elbow. Now it's just this little nipple at the end on my elbow, and it's puffy and soft. And I looked it up. It's nothing serious. It's like, you know, you wrap it, you can ice it, whatever. Sometimes you can take ibuprofen, you know, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
But I ordered this thing to wrap it to, they say compressing it also helps. It takes the swelling down. Basically, it's a little sack. Everybody, we all have these little sacks at our elbows, knees, and everything. And if it gets injured or bruised, sometimes it can fill with fluid. So that's all it is. They say sometimes they may even drain it. But
do you feel like you're having a hard time with the process that comes with, I guess, getting older?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
that ain't even the bad part. That's the half of the bad part. The other bad part is I ordered this thing to wrap my elbow because I did have like a thing like this, hand wraps. When you put on boxing gloves, I got these hand wraps. So I had that wrapped around my elbow, but it was like, that ain't staying and it's uncomfortable. So I ordered this sleeve specifically for that. It's a sleeve you strap on your elbow. You can put pressure. You can put a little ice pack in there if you want to. I got this thing yesterday. I think it got to the house at like 2:00. By 2:17, I could not find the damn thing. I had put it on and everything. I was like, showing Angel, I was like, see, this is a lot more comfortable. Helps me keep my elbow kind of straight, and so I can't bend it all the way. If I set it on something, it can remind me like, oh, don't put no pressure. But even if I do, biggest thing is it keeps you from bumping it too hard. Because they say if it gets cut or if you bump it, you need to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cool. I took it off because we was getting ready to go to the concert. We're going to talk about that. And before I left out, I was like, oh, yeah, let me get this thing so I can just put it on because I know I'm going to be sitting. I don't know how the seats are going to be, so let me put it on. Couldn't find it nowhere. And then the longer I looked for it, I started buzzing because we were drinking. I was like, this ain't helping because I could feel the buzz coming. I'm like, please just wait a minute and let me find this thing. Still can't find it. Pisses me out. And I know one of them damn kids done.
It's not the babies.
They done moved it somewhere.
Marcus is constantly blaming somebody else.
Or you.
Or your
You phone. Moved it. I went and looked in stupid ass places. I said, I went to fix me a drink. Maybe it's in the freezer. Let me check the freezer. Let me check the refrigerator. Let me check all my pockets. Let me check under. I'm like, where's this damn thing at?
We'll find it. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm
okay, I got two things that got me in my feelings. One, did I mention on here about my camera? Did I ever close that story?
Patreon, did she, you close it? Oh, did she?
Where it was? Oh, okay. So I did.
Yeah.
Okay. But I did it in the episode, or did I do it like, did I talk to Patreon afterwards?
Yeah, the gimbal camera. So they know it's called the gimbal.
Yeah, I have this what I was going to do the apology. That's why I was about to do it on here so it could be clipped.
All right.
All right. Here we go. single me out.
It's not just Breisha's friend, y'all. It's Breisha's drunk ass friend.
So, you guys, I came on here pissed off a couple of weeks ago
because you did.
I had a very expensive camera that I had left inside the suite of the SoFi Stadium after a Beyonce concert. Yes. I then later on that week went to security. They said, we don't have it. We don't have anything but a disposable camera. And I was livid to the point that I said, I'll never come to this place ever again.
You were violated, Angel.
I was. And in the security.
It's ridiculous.
And there was a black security woman who said, oh, no, they definitely stole your stuff. She said, if you left it, they stole it.
Not only did she say they stole it, you can keep it on, Angel. They said the type of camera it was. So we were like, she stole it.
No, I didn't think that. So fast forward to Memorial Day weekend. My best friend Breisha FaceTimed me. She said, I got a surprise for you. And I said, what's that surprise? She said, I know where your camera is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my camera. This is my DJI Osmo Mini camera that costs a pretty penny. So I would like to right now apologize not only to SoFi Stadium and their employees.
They deserve this apology.
As well as my good friend Cassio, who is the conduit to all things luxury, who was willing to file a police report and make SoFi pay to replace this camera.
Because Cassie got money, and she was putting her time into this.
She was.
Investigations.
It turned out that one of the ladies who had a little too much to drink that night, either grabbed my camera or, as she said, somebody just put it in her bag. And instead of calling me, she was trying to DM me, but she was using terms that I had never seen on paper. So I didn't know what she was talking about, and there was no reference to it because she didn't start sending me messages until almost 2 weeks later. Saying things like, I think your gimbal was thrown in my bag. And that was coming out of the blue. So I don't know. And I also have never seen the word gimbal written down. And this is also not a gimbal. So I was like, my gym ball? What is a gym ball? So anyways.
You going to apologize again?
I am sorry.
Because the treachery.
To SoFi say. Now, mind you.
Oh.
I wasn't mean to nobody, so I still am proud of myself for handling it like I got some sense. However, had I been around people a little bit more sober,
you threatened
we wouldn't have
to remove your business from those people.
Absolutely, and I will always use that as a threat.
You are the worst.
You shut up. Thank you so much to Cassie for putting in the time to try to figure out. Thank you so much to our waitress who was in that room. She even texted me later. She asked some of the cleaning people for me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we hadn't found. I said, that's all right. We'll just file a police report.
Talking all outside of your neck.
No, I acted professional.
I'm saying when you talking about not a police report.
I'm glad I have it back. Content coming soon.
Yeah, because we was all literally like, this makes no sense how this camera is not around. It makes no sense whatsoever. But her drunk ass friend.
Bless her. I'm glad she has it. Lord help us. Lord help us. The other thing that's got me feeling some type of way is cleaning this room. I started on it this weekend again because my room, it was so terrible. It was crazy. So I have so many clothes that I had to put together the clothing rack that had been taken apart a long time ago, had to buy more hangers and put all the clothes that were sitting on my floor that needed to be hung up on the clothing rack because I don't have enough room in my closet, don't have enough room in Amar's closet, don't know why I have this many clothes. It is insane. And I don't know what to do because a lot of the clothes are good quality clothes that can be worn again and will be worn again.
I was about to get Angel's. There was this this line that I saw. That I was like, oh, this is dope. I was going to get her some clothes for Mother's Day. And literally like 2 days before Mother's Day, I was like, looking around. I was like, why would I contribute to this issue?
It's terrible.
I was like, Angel, I need a new Mother's Day gift because I realize mine is not going
to work. Awful. And it's not like I don't buy clothes often, but I still be buying clothes. And this is the real issue. Because I'm on camera so much is also the reason why I end up getting more clothes. And sometimes it's not just for on camera stuff. So for instance, I'm being paid to come to Essence. Mm-hmm. I know I have some outfits that already exist that I can pull, but I know I'm going to need to get like one to two more just so when I can fit whatever the Disney theme is for whatever stuff I go to. And so that like I can look really nice for this. So while I know I got some stuff that I'm going to be able to pull, I'm going to need to pull. This is why famous people, not that I'm calling myself famous, this is why famous people have stylists. Because you wear that outfit that one time and then the stylist takes the outfit back. You don't get to keep it. But I also think that is a waste of damn money. Yeah. To be paying $300-$600. Now, they'll put together something fly, but all you have are the pictures and the memories.
If I spend that much money, I'm keeping that shit because I'm going to rewear it multiple times. It is. Y'all done see me in the same vacation clothes for the past 3-4 years.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to re-up this year.
I know. You know what?
I might make myself get rid of it.
I want you to re-up, please.
I can't find nothing that's fly. I be fly.
We going to get you a stylist that just buys the stuff, not returns it. That pulls stuff for you.
I ain't paying no stylist to go find me. Show me what to get and I'll go back.
That's what you're paying for them to do.
No.
Because they know where the stuff is.
Just tell me where it's at. I'll pay you just, you find, you telling me.
Okay, then you still paying
I
them.
Want minimal charge.
But also, somebody asks, is there a Plato's Closet near? Yes, but Plato's Closet would be a ripoff. I'd rather do, what's that thing?
No, we ain't getting no storage units for her clothes. Y'all know how many storage units we gonna have?
I'm thinking about putting my gowns in the storage unit and taking them out of Amara's closet.
Oh, well, you don't want to put them in the one that we use for everything else.
Why you say that?
Because you're gonna be mad that something got messed up.
Why would it get messed up?
And ain't no room in there. It's already full.
No. You said that there was. You showed me how much space was left. So you just saying that because you don't want me to put stuff in there?
No. I'm saying it's not a place for clothes. We got crap over there that's – your clothes is going to end up getting messed up. If you're going to have clothes stored somewhere, they need to have their own little safe space.
Oh, well, no.
I got a trailer folded up, rolled in
Mama
there.
Thank you, Poshmark. Mama, she puts hers in, like, garment bags and then inside of totes.
We got plenty of totes over there you could use. But that damn greenery bullshit going to come up out of there.
Makes me so sad. We got to figure that out. So that is got me feeling some type of way because it is overwhelming, but I'm not about to just get rid of, I'll definitely be able to get rid of some of those clothes and just give them away freely. But there's some, I'm like, no, the gowns, I'm like, I should have a rental because a lot of the gowns are so nice, but I have to wait like 2 years between wearing them in order for it to make sense. Like that purple one I wore in Dallas mm-hmm. for the prom.
Yeah.
I had wore that 2 years prior. I put enough space that people forgot that I wore it because it is a statement dress.
Yeah. I thought about that with my suits, but one, I'm not flashy enough with my suits for them to make a big enough statement.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just like, now you got these events. Wear the same one. I got quite a few suits, but I'm like, I ain't about to keep re-ing up on some damn suits.
Yeah.
Especially after I get them and get them tailored to me and all that jazz. I'm like, come on.
So the other thing I thought about doing is in our office, we kind of made the closet kind of a merchandise closet, but actually the stuff that's in there is no longer merchandise that's being sold. It's prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about putting that stuff like in a tub and putting that stuff inside
storage.
Get rid
of that shit. We ain't gonna use it.
Yeah. Well, no, prototypes, I'm not throwing away a prototype. I just don't need multiple of anything that we're not using.
No.
And then put my clothes down there. I think that will be like all the gowns, all the stuff that is just like, if this ain't a special, special occasion, you ain't putting this thing on. So that's got me feeling some type of way. What's got you feeling good?
I was going through the thing and then I went back into getting old and I was back in my feelings.
It's okay. Yeah, getting old is something else.
Yeah, this is how I know. Just real quick, I I was going to have my mechanic come back out to the house because it's something that he's trying to hold off on doing to the Continental, mm-hmm. where I'm like, no, just go ahead and do this and get it over with versus doing these little things,
yeah.
trying to save me money. Don't just get do this.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? I can check this myself. I know how this works. Mm-hmm. I can figure this out. So jacked up the car. I said, I could at least diagnose the issue mm-hmm. and just let him know, no, it's definitely this. So jacked up the car. This is what I was doing when y'all came home the other day when I had on my overalls. Jacked up the car. By the time I jacked the car up and got on my bag, had a hat on so I could, you know, lay my head down and look at the car, slid up under and got the flashlight and look at them bolts. I said, I ain't about to do
that. Yes.
The amount of time it took me to get up under there and do all of that, I said, look, I just had a shower this morning. I ain't going to get out here and get sweaty. And that's why I got the coveralls on, dude, so I don't get too oily. I was like, how is he getting? I know his man's older than me, but he get up under, he just as limber.
Listen, I think when you're used to putting your body into weird, different shapes, it just continues to be able to do that. Brisha called me while I was sitting on the floor getting them clothes folded, and my phone was across the room. And the way I looked like what is those things called? Transformer trying to, you know, quack up.
Look,
it was so bad.
I say this, I don't know if it was on here or when we were doing Let Us Tell It. If you unrealize your age, get all the way down to your drawers. Don't have on no socks, nothing on you, nothing to pad your knees or anything. Lay on a hard surface like a hardwood floor or something on your back and then roll over to get up and see how hard it is. To realize, I did that one day. I was like, why is this so painful to get up? Because you ain't got nothing padding your knee, nothing padding your toes. I think I was stretching my back or something one morning. I was like, you know, laying down, I was twisting, you know, popping my back stuff. And I went to get up, and I was like, why does this hurt so much?
Right.
Everything that touched the floor was in pain except for my hands because they was flat. My knees, because there wasn't no pad on it. Like, you know, just knee on the hard surface, mm-hmm. your toes on the hard surface. So I said, this hurts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When did this become a thing?
Listen, somewhere in between the 30s going over into the 40s, stuff started happening. We weren't paying no attention.
And didn't nobody warn you of that bullshit either.
What's got you feeling good?
Man.
We still in this segment.
I know.
Come on.
Patreon, what I showed y'all, that's getting closer and closer.
Oh,
that also got me pissed off.
No.
But I ain't gonna let it. I got something I'm about to drop. It might just be with Patreon for a while. I just want to see what it does. But that's got me excited. And I've been thinking of it might lead into something much, much bigger.
And now that I gave Kennedy that gift of the light box,
I already know.
Yeah, she can.
Mm-hmm. If you know right now. But right now, I'm gonna release stuff to Patreon. But I'm excited to finally get that off my chest. Of mm-hmm. okay, y'all, this is what it was.
Yeah, that's got you feeling good.
Yeah, it's got me feeling good.
So many things have me feeling good, and the one that had me feeling good, I don't even remember what it was. Excited that it's summertime, really excited about, I feel myself getting things done. I can foresee this house getting clean. Like, for instance, we found the solution. We got the lower level outside of our office. Speaking of which, where can we put that damn?
I'm going to get rid of it.
Hang upside down with it.
I'm going to get rid of it.
You're not going to keep it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank God. I never got to try it, so let me try it one time. Marcus has that thing where you hang upside down.
I got the inverter table where you lock your ankles in and hang upside down, and it, like, stretches your spine. It actually does help. I was doing it, multiple times a day. I started off, you got to, like, ease into it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go fully inverted the first time. Uh-huh. You got to get your body used to it because, you know, it's, like, blood rushing and everything. Yeah. I think supposedly it raises your blood pressure.
I would believe so.
I don't know if that's why you're doing it or over time. I don't know. But anyway, I got the thing and it was beneficial for a point, but for me, it's not worth keeping where we live. It's just too damn big.
It's big. It's in the office. Fell over it.
Yeah.
A couple
it's
times.
Heavy. Like it'd be difficult for not to say she couldn't move, but it'd be difficult for Angel to move it like out mm-hmm. of the way. And I'm like, I'm getting rid of that thing. It pisses me off. Cause I spent a nice piece of money on it.
I bet you did.
But it helped when it helped. I think I got my money's worth out of it.
I forgot the S on congratulations.
Because last year when I was having issues, it came in handy. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, inverter table.
So I can see the house is about to get clean. I feel it in my spirit. It's about to be a clean house, and then we can get we can start paying somebody to come clean the house from then on. But what I figured out the solution. We have to invite people over that we're not fully comfortable around yet. That got us to clean that house so fast that day.
Well, you know, I'll never want people over when they have, I don't care who it is.
Oh, I know, but we will.
But that's the time when we on one accord of, because you know I'm not having it. Like, yes.
But like if Abrisha and Denora come over, we're not about to sit there.
I'd be straightening up.
I know, but we're not about to get it to where it looks the way it should look.
That's because, again, we on one accord with the.
It's not just about us being on one accord.
I'm saying what I said. I'm the man, so I'm saying.
So me, the kids, all of us, we got that house looking like something before them people came over because we invited a bunch of folk who have kids in the fourth grade from the school. Well, the black ones, fourth grade in the school. And we were able to get that, pull that together.
Put them kids
great.
To work because it was a lot of it was them.
Yeah. And it looked so good. And I was like, I need that pressure. Yeah. And it helps me lock in on like, okay, what exactly needs to be done right now? What needs to be done? What needs to be cleaned? So
I'm ordering a dumpster today.
Oh, Jesus.
You ain't the one that got to get rid of this stuff.
Hey.
Have you seen this?
This is what's got me feeling good.
Okay, that's got me feeling good. I'm gonna order a dumpster.
Anyway, I
fill that bitch up.
I can foresee that the house is going to be clean, and that I think the kids are going to have a very fulfilling summer, even though they will be here for most of it. Like I looked up the camps. I'm about to get them registered for the camps. I found a great nonprofit for Little Marcus to do community service at. I got to see how my mama responds to it because she'll be there with him. Because at the age that he is, he can't go by himself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about to give up my time. And my mama been wanting to get into some community service, but we'll have to see because I didn't tell her it was around animals.
Oh, Lord.
She grew up with farm animals. So I'm like, they got chickens.
It don't matter what your mama don't do well with animals.
We're going to see. And if they don't work out, then we'll find something else. But they could possibly get a nice amount of community. But everything's coming together. I'm talking about the cotillion, botillion, the planning for Jackie and Jill, my ideas for second vice president of Delta, all these things for me and him, which is about to lead us to our discussion. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. For our anniversary, there was a trip that I was about to be able to have us do that was outside of our travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't cost what it should have cost because of how I got it, right? So excited about it. I was like, when I tell you, you would have been like, okay, I see you. I was so proud of it. Just found out. Literally before the podcast started, this place is booked out for months. So there's nothing I can do to get us there for our actual anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I could do is exchange this trip. And there is a location that is available during the time that we would typically do our anniversary trip.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be like super impressed? Like, oh, babe, what? No, but are you going to be like, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. It's a place we've never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all inclusive. It'll give us the vibes that we want. Heat, pool, beach, all of that. Or do you want me to save this other location that you would be very impressed with for a completely different time, different occasion?
Yeah, just save it.
And then just come up with a whole different thing for
our anniversary. Is that going to be a big deal to come up with something different to do?
I don't know.
Then just do the second location then.
Okay.
How you ask me the questions that it's like I don't even know what it is?
Well, here's the thing. How can I put it? Because I was so listen. When I tell you,
you've been bragging on this for a while. Wait till you see. You gonna be like, you can't tie.
Let me tell you, the location was so good that Kevin, who has traveled the globe, was even like,
why wouldn't I want to wait on that versus doing?
Well, no. Okay, so the thing is like, with anything that we do.
I'm surprised you told Kevin, because you know his ass will slip up on something real quick.
I know. And once I said it, I was like, well, look at what. But luckily, y'all don't ever see each other, so it don't matter. Here's the thing. I had to tell him because he needed to know how long we might be gone for and how we shoot. And so with that, I kind of had to disclose the location because I was like, it might really make it difficult for us to shoot when I'm gone. It might not be possible. Mm-hmm. But when I told him the location, he was like, hell yeah. So I say all this to say that this is a location that's dope enough that we don't have to attach it to an anniversary, nor do we have to attach it to how I got it. Yes, that's how I mean to say it. It's so dope that we don't have to attach it to an anniversary. We could just say we're going on vacation and we're going to go to this place. And it doesn't have to be via the way that I got this entire package. We could just do it on.
So do you want, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Because you seem like you wanted to just do the other one now versus waiting when I just said.
What you mean the other one?
You said the if we were to wait because it's booked, we can't get that one. You said, but there's a different place we could go to. I said, well, instead of going to that place, just wait and do this one. And you seem disappointed. So it sounds like you want to do the place that you can get. So just do that then.
This is the only reason why. Let me put context. I've already paid for this trip. So it's more so, how much money now is it going to be to redo a whole nother trip that has not been planned? The only thing I haven't done is bought flights. So the money is already gone. And these people are like, either you can hold this trip, you got 2 years to use it, or you can go to this place instead because it's available. So it's about, do we want to spend more money and just make sure we use this trip all over here off to the side within the next 2 years? Or do we want to make sure we use the money that we've already spent and then just try to get this trip at another time? Now, does that give you a little bit more context?
How difficult would it be to get again?
I can find out. I don't know. They said save it. Do something different for your anniversary.
That's what I said.
I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm so excited, but I also don't know when we can do it. I am excited.
How much better is that location versus what we would be doing now?
Okay, I'll put it like this. If you don't know about this other location, the one that I booked, the one that we could get, you would be just fine with. You'd be like, oh, yeah, this is dope. If you compare them, you'll be like, what?
Then save it.
Okay, save it. And the only reason why, because I was like, oh, we could book for your year.
Yeah. My year is covered. No, thank you. Hey.
No. We could literally
19 book. Is lit.
Okay, so we need to, okay. So I need to try to book a whole nother
trip.
Now
you better not disappoint me.
No, I'm telling you, you would have been like, oh, hell yeah. So, all right. Okay, so you and everybody else on Patreon is saying, save it. I think I know where we could possibly go that's different than the place that they offered that I would be happy to take you to. that might not cost us like an arm and leg. That's the only thing that makes me worry is like, okay, we are almost a month out and I ain't got nothing.
We
going
to talk these numbers. First, yeah, that's what we need to talk.
Yeah, well,
you know,
let me tell you, this, the thing I got for such a good price, I was just like, everybody around me that knew what I had got was like, oh, Angel, that is perfect. I said, I know, right? And yeah, the cost was chef's kiss. That's the only reason why I didn't go with Sandra. I was like, girl, let me tell you, this thing so amazing. I'm so sorry. The thing that I can tell you where she wanted us to go because we're not going now. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
We were going to go to Bali. In the places.
That's one of the places I've been looking at anyway.
The places that she was showing me were gorgeous and so inexpensive. But to get to Bali the way we like to fly, oh my God, gave me heartburn. I said, I can't, we cannot spend. We would have been spending close to $20,000 for a flight. No, was it close to 20,000? Maybe it was
say
more.
20 hours. All right.
No. Maybe it was a little over 10,000. Maybe I'm exaggerating. I'm trying to remember. But it was a lot. And I was like, because if we're going to fly that far, I was like, we're not going to do economy. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I either want business or first. And to be honest, I want first.
Yeah.
But then prices said, baby, who do you think you are? You have two podcasts and a loving Patreon. You are not a multimillionaire. Calm your life all the way down.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's nasty work right there.
So that's why Bali did not just get booked because
they better be giving hand jobs on that flight.
I was just like, the cost. And she was like, I mean, because of the way you all want to fly. And I was like, yeah, and I don't really want to change that.
Yeah, because I would be in pain flying economy.
I was like, I do not want to change how. And I'm sure the economy is way better than what we're used to. We would be back on the plane. But I was just like, if I'm going to be on a plane that offers all of that, I want it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how often we're going to do it. So that was where it first was. Then it got switched over to here. And I was like, this trumps Bali. So sorry. And then I just got the email. They can't get your dates, but we can give you this place. And I literally read that. And I was like, that's why I closed the laptop when you were going around me. Because I was like, just in case he's being nosy. And the resort's nice. But I was just like, should I save the other one? Yeah.
Go on, save it.
When will you want to know what the other place is?
I'll be excited regardless. This whole surprise thing is on you.
But should I tell him now what the other place was? Would you think?
Oh, the place that we're not going now?
That I'm saving. Because I can't save it for my next time because it'll be past the 2 years. So we either have to use it for your anniversary
trip. That's what we're going to do. So I might as well know now so I can gear something else up.
Okay, what would make you go, all right, bitch, you doing too much?
I got to look at my maps. You said, so it's not, hold on. It's quite a few places, maps.
Because we could go ahead and book the date right now.
That's that one.
I wouldn't want to go, Michelle, in January.
Oh, that's down there. What's it called? Nah, let me go over here. Across this ocean.
Yes, Lakeisha, the rate is the rate. I paid for the trip already. So the cost is the cost.
That's over here. Zoom in on these. Fiji would be dope.
Fiji is on the opposite, what do you call it? Opposite seasons of us. So I would never want to go to Fiji during our anniversary.
True. What is this out here? Oh, no, not that. Ooh, that's over there. I don't think we'd be able to do it. Maldives.
trust and believe, I want to go. That one, Maldives. The flight. That one, the
yeah, no, I have to save up for a few years. Ticket cost
was like close to 20 per ticket.
Yeah.
For first class.
I mean, for good reason. I don't know. I think I want to do it for a few days. I don't know if I want to do it.
Oh, Molly, because of how?
It's just so damn. It's a nothing over there. You yeah. literally in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we get our brains just to.
I mean, it's different little groups of land.
Yes, I'm a
and then we got, hold on, let me go back over here.
Come on, babe. Give me some guesses. You just hold on, hold a lot on. Of us and they can't see.
Because you just put me on the spot. I'm looking at my map, y'all.
I can tell you right now.
What?
If you got to zoom in too much, you're not looking in the right place.
Oh. Flip. So somewhere big. That's in a different season. I'm going to say Belize. Mm-mm. Oh, I don't know.
We were going to do a 6-day
cruise.
No, a 6-day safari every day in South Africa.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Never, that sounds terrifying. I'm talking about chef prepared meals every day, 3 meals every day, and 2 safaris a day. And they were like, it's perfect during this time of the time of year that you wanted to go because it's not the rainy season. And so they know how to get us to where the animals are because they're all by the water.
Oh.
So we would go.
Botswana?
So South Africa, I was just like, I looked at the place and there are a couple of people who have done this exact same trip and they were like, oh, this trip is amazing. And then when they saw the price of the trip, they were like, no, you have to get this trip.
Yeah.
Two
safaris a day.
Yeah.
Ugh, I need a gun to go on a safari. Arm me with you the dude dudes.
He didn't go, oh, that sounds good.
No, that's fire as hell. That's fire.
Get to see all them animals. Oh, no, we would tell them, listen, hey, we're not trying to be a video.
I'm well-versed in weaponry, all right? Like, hey, y'all, see, you packing.
Yeah, I would probably be pooped all the time. But, was like, oh my God.
That's worth the exhaustion, though. Like, I don't know what that entails, but that'd be fire.
Yeah, no, we're in a thing. I don't think we're out.
No, put me in the cage.
Yes, like, I don't want the open. Let me just look through the window.
Because you've seen them, some of them, the lions are so used to people, they will, like, crawl into the buggy with the people and, like, lay on them and let people touch them. No.
I don't want none of that.
I don't want that thing to up and decide. Let me see what one of these foods tastes like.
Yeah, I don't want to do nothing.
Because like cats
that.
Do crazy shit like that.
Yes, I know. But yeah, it was gonna be South Africa.
Yeah, that's dope. So we doing South Africa next year. You're welcome.
And so I got it at a fundraiser, a charity event.
Really?
Yes.
That's fire.
Got it for half the cost.
Oh wow.
I was like, and we're going to fly in style. I was like, this will be great.
Yeah, we going next year.
And I was going to cut the trip short, have us go up to West Africa.
Because I got to go see my people, y'all.
Fly from South Africa to West Africa.
How long is that flight?
So we can go to the Sierra Leone.
What's crazy is people don't understand how enormous Africa is.
No, I think people do.
I don't think they truly put it into perspective.
But I was going to have us fly up to South Africa, go to Sierra Leone, get our second passport.
I'm not Sierra Leone.
But we're married, so you could get one too. So you would have.
Mine is not far from you, though.
We get that dual citizenship.
Hold on. Sierra Leone is. Oh, yeah. It's west, so we have to go.
Everything's west.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about from South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah, we're going to get that Sierra Leone passport, though.
Yeah. No, yours is definitely. That's dope, though.
Yeah, because
I'd be all about that.
I was going to talk to the, not immigration, but tourism, let them know we were coming up to West Africa, up to Sierra Leone, have it be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Get our dual citizenship. We would go. That was going to be fire.
Yeah, that's dope.
So I now have an idea of where we're going to go. I've already locked it in my head. So I just got to see if I can pull it off.
Okay.
Fast. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
If you don't, it's not that, like, because of that, the situation, I wouldn't be pressed for,
what?
To do something much less than what we usually do.
You talking about this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll feel like our normal. Trust, yeah. I'm not about to be.
Nah, yeah, that's dope.
Any of the really, like, amazing, exotic places, I would have wanted to have booked back in December.
Yeah.
And since we're now only a month out, it's not going
to
be.
Or the hell, the year before.
It's going to be a lot more like something we're used to.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is already like.
Yeah.
What we're used to is like, no, that's dope. Like. We ain't telling about the concert.
We'll do that for a bonus this week.
All right. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, we'll do it for a bonus. Because I miss y'all, so I want to talk to y'all some more anyways.
Yeah, we need to talk to y'all, fam.
But we're going to let y'all go now. You can, of course, still buy your Mama Likes products at shopmamalikes.com. Bonnet, robe, affirmation cards, therapy journal, lipstick, face cream, face moisturizers, facial scrub, face mask, okay? Head wraps, got it all over there. Please check out our sponsor, Remy, at shopremy.com/argue. Remy spelled R-E-M-I.
Hey, y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And Patreon, you might have a different website to find some more things at maybe this week.
Okay. And if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, depending on what my supplier is acting. He done pissed me off, but go ahead.
And if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, or any of the surrounding cities, you can meet me there at Soul Feast June the 21st. I'll be hosting on the main stage for 3 hours, so come on out and see me. You might see this tall, strapping young man walking around.
All in the building.
And then for my birthday, I'll be at Essence. So if you're there, come on up and say hey. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.